You're listening to the Ladbrokes Channel 4 Racing Podcast.
Hello, you're listening to the Channel 4 Racing Podcast. My name's William Geldart. Beside me once again, I've got Matt Moore and Ben Stones. We're looking over three of the eight races on a packed Channel 4 card tomorrow. The Derby Trial Stakes at Lingfield, Ascot's Victoria Cup and Haydock's Grade 3 Swinton Hurdle. We're going to start off at Lingfield, 2.55, then the Derby Trial Stakes listed race over 1 mile, 3 and a bit. Let's look down the field then. Ben, let's start with you. Christopher Marlowe, looking like he's going to be the odds-on jolly for Frankie Dettori and John Godston. 3 from 3, and of course, impressive Derby Trial winner at Epsom last month. He's also price-wise of the Racing Post anti-post Derby pick. Was 16s, now 12s. What do we think? Well ahead of the others on ratings, this should be another tune-up race.
Yeah, you'd have to think this would be a simple task for Christopher Marlowe. You know, he looked really, really well at Epsom. He was actually the first that was being pushed along in that race, but he powered on up the home straight really strongly. John Gosden spoke of how he thinks there's going to be more improvements come from that race, and this further distance will suit him. So I think he, like you say, he's the clear one on the ratings. There's a couple in this race that sort of tailed off towards the end of last season. And you just have to think he's going to take all the beating, and he's probably going to be a very short price, and rightly so.
Yeah, let's move on then, talk about some of his potential rivals. Bartholomew Fair came unstuck on his step up to group level at Newmarket last time out. That was over a mile, though. He's well bred. Obviously, Sire Dancilly produced a number of Group 1 winners. His mum was Coronation Stakes winner. Could you have Bartholomew Fair at that kind of price?
Not really. I mean, the vibes from Luki Kumani is that he's not sure whether the horse will stay. So it's sort of a trial for the horse as well as a trial for the Derby, I suppose. And, you know, he didn't really fire in his last start towards the end of last season in the Autumn Stakes. And to be honest, his maiden victory at Yarmouth hasn't particularly thrown out many worthwhile winners. I think there was a couple of subsequent maiden winners in there, but I don't think that form looks strong enough, and I certainly wouldn't be having this out of the other four to be chasing Christopher Marlowe home, to be honest.
Yeah, I mean, even when he finished seventh in that Group 3 at Newmarket last time out, that form's not worked out well at all. You know, there's no winners come out of that race. Hasn't done enough to suggest to me that he can win this.
All right, let's look at the other three then. Kilimanjaro bagged maiden contest at Dundalk on his last outing over 10.5 furlongs. That's his first win in 3 attempts for AP O'Brien's Charge. He didn't beat much. Again, it's like Bartholomew Fair, with thinking it's going to be what, around the 5-1 mark.
Yeah, obviously the Coolmore second string, but you've got to think, for me, he's probably the best of the rest. Got off the mark last time out at Dundalk, and he looks like he's trained on over the summer. Aidan O'Brien said he was a bit backwards last year, and despite always working well at home, and he could be open to progress. He'll have to massively improve to get near the favourite, though. I think Christopher Marlowe could win this by quite a distance.
Yeah, it's probably worth noting that his two defeats last season, I think he finished 6th and 9th. Obviously, that doesn't look great on paper, but they were very strong races. He was behind Highland Reel and Hans Holbein, so he's obviously gone on to win at Chester this week. So that form looks pretty strong. And in his penultimate start, the Racing Post Trophy second aloft was in that race as well. So the form looks strong, but as Matt said, it needs another step forward. He quickened up nicely at Dundalk, but as you know, we probably expect, he hasn't beaten much there, but he's probably the best of the rest here.
Yeah, talking of the rest, I think we'll quickly go over the remaining two in the field. Magic Dancer, a winner over a mile or so at Windsor last time out. Back in October, it's hard to make a case. Red Tornado is the rank outsider, according to the odds. He did have a couple of half-decent wins as a juvenile over in France, but then well-beaten when stepping up in class. Dead last in previous outing, some 53 lengths behind at St Cloud. I think that probably tells you all you need to know.
Yeah, I think Red Tornado, I think even if he's the second highest rated in the field, but he just doesn't look to have that quality, I suppose, and he probably wants a bog, which he's obviously not going to get. Magic Dancer, Rafe Beckett's been saying that he's probably given away a bit of his advantage by running him on decent ground when he's got the wins on soft ground, so you'd have to take that as a bit of a negative. And horse Rocky Rider, who was a nose ahead of him last time out, he's been well beaten when stepped up to listed company, so you'd think that these two are going to be playing to avoid the wooden spoon.
Okay, let's move swiftly on then to a race that's far more interesting, the 325 Haydock, the Swinton Hurdle Grade 3 contest. Matt, let's start with you then. Looking at the top of the market, Cheltenham, Scottish champion hurdle winner, Betfair Hurdle second. Hasn't had a bad season, highest rated horse in the race, carrying top weight, and plenty of claims.
Yeah, I mean, that was an excellent performance from the Scottish champion hurdle. From a horse that's had plenty of problems over the years, but he's always sort of threatened to be top class. He's very consistent, has picked up plenty of prize money filling places in these big handicaps over the years. I think he could find it a bit difficult here, though. He's been raised £7 on the back of that win at Ayr, and I think it's going to take a monumental effort to win this off top weight. I think since 2003, there's only been one winner with a rating of 140 plus, so I think I'd rather look for something a bit more unexposed.
Yeah, not really much more to add to that. I mean, as Matt said, he's been a decent horse this, especially in these big handicaps. His, apart from his last two trips to the festival, his best runs have come in these big field events. So you can expect him to go well, but as Matt said, he's up another £7, and I think there's a couple in this race that have finished behind him that could reverse the form, and that's not even taking into account some of the others that perhaps unexposed types. But yeah, I think I'd be taking Cheltenham on.
All right, another one that I think it's worthy of taking on, and one of the other market leaders, Arzal, sixth in the aforementioned Betfair Hurdle. 5-year-old has shown signs of improvement. Won a Class 4 novice hurdle at Chepstow last time, but he needs to step up again. Do you think this is the race where he can do that?
Yeah, Arzal's one of the ones I think can reverse that Betfair Hurdle form with Cheltenham. He finished sixth in that race, but he was badly hampered by a faller just as he was sort of starting to make his challenge turning in. He's £3 lower than that run. So with Cheltenham going up in the weights, I think he's got a £15 swing for a 12-length beating. And obviously taking into account the way he was hampered that day at Newbury, I think he can reverse the form there. He ran a shocker at Sandown in the Imperial Cup, but it transpired that he came back with a badly cut leg, so you can perhaps put a line through that. He got a nice sort of confidence boost at Chepstow when winning at 4-9, as a 4-9 shot should. He's relatively short, but I can see him going well.
Okay, another interesting one. The Plan Man has been beaten by some good horses this season, the Giggins Town Runner. The likes of Clarkham and recent Punches Town winner Some Article, actually been beaten twice, and unseated Brian Cooper last time out. So what do we make to this one's chances?
I suppose he's got a similar profile to Arzal in that he's sort of relatively unexposed 5-year-old stepping up in class. Best performance to date when getting within 6 lengths of Some Article of Fairy House, who obviously went on to frank that form at Punches Town. Tony Martin's been in very good form. I think he's had 4 of his last 8 winners winning, plus he obviously had the runner-up in the Chester Cup. He's unexposed, got a good chance. I think there might be better value in the race, you know, and if the rain comes overnight, that won't be good for his chances either.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah, Tony Martin, he's always a man you've got to take note of in these big handicaps. But I just think this horse, I think he needs to improve his jumping. He's put in too many mistakes in his last few runs. He's obviously unseated and he's fallen a couple of times in the last year or two. He doesn't strike me as a horse that's been sort of laid out for this either. So I would be willing to take this one on.
All right. Matt, you mentioned the chance of rain. Leads me on to War Sound. War Sound turned over Neil Mulholland. Useful type Southfield Royale, sorry, on debut. Follow that up with a decent win at Chepstow before a more disappointing run at Aintree. But the ground was perhaps a little bit too quick on that day, so change to good to soft could maybe have a benefit.
Yeah, I don't think that was such a bad run at Aintree either. You know, behind 7 lengths, Astra Delacour, so, and he looks like he could turn out to be a relatively decent horse. Kieran Gething's back on board, claiming 7. He's got a nice weight. Really nice performance back in at Chepstow back in March when he won easily. I think he's got every right to improve here.
All right, and handiwork in the hands of Gold Cup winner Nico de Boinville, fourth behind Cheltenham in that Scottish champion hurdle. has had a couple of unsuccessful spins around Haydock before, but he's usually there or thereabouts. I don't know if that puts either of you off, a bit of a nearly horse.
I think this is another one, going back to the Cheltenham form, that can go close to reversing the form with that one. He ran in the, he was fourth in the champion, sort of Scottish champion hurdle, and he's three lengths behind Cheltenham that day. He works out, he's £2 better off for that win. He's got no Sean Bowen on board this time. Obviously, he would have had £3 claim last time out. But yeah, he does well in handicap company. But the thing is, for this horse, is he's been getting closest at the finish over 2 miles. So that would scream to me that he wants a bit more of a trip. You could probably see a speedier type finding this one out, I think.
Yeah, I completely agree. I thought they'd step him up in trip after the Scottish National. He was coming there, but it was just a bit tap for toe. Definitely maybe a little bit of value there at 16-1. Now I can see him running a big race.
All right, let's look elsewhere in this particular race for some more value. I'm going to put up Vodka Wells each way. Most recent form reads 1-6-2-2. He is a long shot, so don't steam in. But he did win a class 3 at Hexham last time. Has a low weight and also a decent £7 claimer on board as well. But Ben, where else are you looking?
There's a couple that I'm really interested in. The first one is Court Minstrel. It's a horse that I know I've put up a couple of times in this podcast, only for it to flop. But you know, he's been running in Grade Ones, and you know he's probably not a Grade One horse. His chase career hasn't been the best, but back down in grade over hurdles, I think he can go well. He was second in the Scottish Champion Hurdle last year off this same mark. So I think as long as we don't get too much rain, he can run a big race. You know, his chase form, although it wasn't great, he got a couple of wins under his belt. So I don't think it's fair to say that he's out of form, so to speak. But yeah, I think over the smaller obstacles, he can run a big race. But the one for me that I really like the most in this race is Raven Black. Now, he was second in the Imperial Cup from the front, and he just got nabbed that day. He ran at Sandown in AP McCoy's final race. He went from the front there. That was over 2.5 miles, and he just didn't seem to quite get home. And he wasn't helped by, as they were turning the paddock bend at the end, he sort of tried to run out as he went out onto their second circuit. So obviously he lost a few lengths there. He did well to finish sixth or seventh in that race. But I think back down in trip, you know, he's been placed 6 of his 8 runs over 2 miles or 2 miles and a half a furlong. So this is obviously his trip. He's only gone up £4 from his Imperial Cup second. So I think if, you know, from the front, he can jump well and he can certainly make the places for me.
Yeah, I'm struggling a little bit with this race. I think it's really competitive and I think there's a lot of unexposed types in there who have got every right to improve. One I will say is Last Supper. I think is quite interesting. He's 2 from 4 over hurdles. He's in good form, winning his last two races, and I think he only carries 9-12 with Jack Sherwood's £5 claim. I think he can go well on handicap debut from a small yard.
All right, back to the flat then for our final race preview. The Ascot, the 3:45, the Victoria Cup over 7 furlongs. Let's look through a few of the market leaders quickly, and then try and pick out some more value. There's big field handicap this, and start off with Speculative Bid. 2 on the trot, Kempton, over 7 furlongs. One of 5 12-1 co-favourites in this field, so you get the idea of what kind of race this is. Is there anything speculative about this particular bid?
Yeah, very for me. I don't like this horse at this price. As you say, he's been in good form on the all-weather. But I just worry, well, question of whether he's as good on turf. You know, he's run 5 times away from the all-weather on turf, and he's been well beaten on 4 of those starts. His one win was on heavy ground. So I would worry, back on a decent surface, whether he warrants being this short against horses who are, you know, real 7 furlong big handicap specialists. So yeah, I'd be willing to take him on in what is a very competitive race.
All right, maybe another one you want to take on, Dream Spirit. Has only really raced in small fields so far. Might be a bit of a culture shock here. He is 2 from 4, though. Beaten Fav on last couple of outings, however. So would you be willing to get stuck into that?
Probably not as well. You've got to say he's thoroughly unexposed on only his fifth start, very lightly raced. And, you know, William Haggas has got a great record in his big handicaps. One thing that put me off definitely is that he's probably is a bit inexperienced. You know, the biggest field he's running is eight. Connections obviously think he's talented, throwing him in here at the deep end. But, you know, I'd like to see a bit more in the form book for him to be challenging favouritism.
I'm going to put a good word in for Dream Spirit. I think out of the favourites, he would be, well, our co-favourites of five, I think he'll be the one that most interests me. All of his runs have been at a mile, so he has to cope with a step back, but he's by Invincible Spirit, so you'd think that drop back a furlong would be perfectly fine. He won first time out last season, so he obviously goes well fresh. His run, I think it was last time out, he was a length behind a subsequent listed winner, Muharib, who won really nicely at Ascot last week. So I think that form looks strong. And I think, as Matt said, if he can cope with this big field situation, he can run a really big race.
All right, how about Zawan, sixth in the Lincoln. Been out on a furlong of his previous outings over a mile. So maybe this step back in trip will do just the trick.
Yeah, this is the one I really like, actually. He's hoping to complete a big handicap double for Ed Dunlop, obviously, after landing the Chester Cup in a week. He's lightly raced, and he put in a really bold display when finishing fifth at the Royal Meeting last year. Finished sixth on his comeback run in the Lincoln and travelled really strongly that day before weakening in the final stages. I think he's definitely entitled to come on for that run. The format out race has worked out really well, with the winner Gabriel running well in group company, and obviously third Muharib going on to win. He's definitely open to improvement. I think the drop in trip will suit. I think he's got an excellent chance here.
Okay, just to round off the co-favourites then. Outback Traveller, second to speculative bid at Kempton last time out. Only a head away though on that occasion. And this looks to be his distance. Seventh furlong winner at this track back in October.
Yeah, he only just beaten by speculative bid at Kempton on return. So he comes here in decent form. But the worry I'd have for this horse, he won over course and distance two starts ago, but he's now £14 higher than that for that success in what will be a tougher race. And the vibe from Connections doesn't seem to be great. The racing manager to the owner has said that the weight might be the thing that stops his horse winning. I have to agree. I think he can run a big race, but I think there'll be one or two that is better weighted and more unexposed, less exposed, I suppose, to take this race.
Yeah, what I will say is that I think he's obviously very closely matched on with speculative bid on form, and I could see him reversing that last run on the all-weather. But, you know, to do this off of a rating of 107 is going to be a very big ask.
All right. Any words for Russian Realm? David Amira trained 5-year-old, has mixed it in fields of this kind of size before. Last win, though, was back in May last year.
Yeah, he's a respectable sort, but I think that he generally races over further, so you'd have to worry that he's going to get a bit tap for toe in this race. The handicapper hasn't been particularly lenient with him. He's only gone down a pound for his last five runs that he's been beaten in. The one good thing I would say is that he's joined David Amara, who has got a really good record of finding improvement with these older horses. You know, you look back at Custom Cut last year, he went on, you know, I think he won on a five win and run. And Penitent, who's still cutting it out really well at a decent level. So I think he's in the right hands, but I think he's probably going to be outpaced in this.
Okay, that's the co-favourites tackled then. There is plenty of other runners to choose from. I'm going to put up one first. Highland Acclaim, another with big field experience, second in the sprint at York in October. Does perhaps look a 6-furlong horse rather than a 7-furlong one, but could be a bit of each way value. I'll throw another one in as well. Lincoln, the big Lincoln Hope, as we all remember, but named after Abraham the president, not the race. Has looked progressive at times in the early part of the season. He's won two handicaps before that Lincoln run. Third at Haydock behind Reopposing Amel and Professor. But I think could get closer this time, and I think it's well worth taking a chance.
Yeah, I think Lincoln's not a bad price. He's one that is decent at 7 furlongs rather than being one that is mostly raced at further, and you've got to hope that they can step back. But yeah, he's won at Chester and Doncaster in the last year or so, but he, you know, that run in the Lincoln was poor, and obviously looking back, you know, you've got these big fields and straight mile, you'd worry that whether this isn't his type of race. But as you say, he was decent third behind Amelt Haydock, so you can see him running a decent race. Highland Acclaim, as you say, he's won best performances over 6 furlongs, so you perhaps worry that he, whereas some of the other ones might get tapped for toe, this one might get outstayed a bit. But he put in a decent performance behind Spinner Tricks at York at the end of the season. And that horse, you know, she's a real gutsy performer, and she's won since. So the form looks strong, but you worry that he might get find that his stamina reserves lacking at the end of the race.
All right. Where else are both of you looking at? Who have you got in your sights?
I think Lulu the Zulu could run well at a big price. Her form's really good. I mean, she finished second in a big handicap at Doncaster last time. Won before that at Doncaster, beating Top Notch Santo, who's a good horse. She's very consistent. You know, her form figures are 2-1-2-7-2-2-1-2. So, you know, she could probably give you a big run for your money.
Yeah, one for me at a massive price, I think, is Patentar for Marco Botti. Now, he was last, but it was only a three-runner race, 2 lengths behind Heaven's Guest and Bolty Boys on reappearance. He was given both £5 that day, and he, like I say, it was only 2 lengths behind, so it's not bad. Bolty Boys has gone out and won again since, so that form looks strong. His trainer said that his ideal trip is this 7 furlong distance, so he should go well here with a £5 claim at Mark Monaghan on board. Last season, he was 2 lengths behind Magic City of Richard Hannans in a conditions race at Kempton, giving him £7. Now, that horse has gone on to run well, finishing fourth in a handicap at Maidan of 102. So with a first handicap mark of 106 in this race, I think he can go well. I think he's a classy type. He's probably not quite group class. So I think in handicap company, he can go well at about 33-1. I think he's certainly worth an interest.
Okay, that rounds off a third and final race then. Only thing remaining to do is to obviously ask you both for your best bets of the day. Ben, we'll start with you.
I think Raven Black in the Swinton Hurdle, I think he's returning to 2 miles. I think he can run a big race with Oliver Sherwood banging form.
And you as well, Matt.
Yeah, I'm going to go for Zarban in the Victoria Cup. I think he's very classy, and this could just be the day that he finally gets a big win under his belt.
Okay, brilliant. That just about wraps it up. Thanks very much to the both of you. Don't forget, 8 live races on Channel 4 tomorrow, which means 8 chances to take advantage of our offer. Well, that is back a winner at 4-1 or greater, and we'll give you a free bet up to £25. Head to ladbrokes.com for all the latest odds. Good luck with your bets, and we'll catch you again next time.